Section 10. Definitions. Page 117 to 120. Assignment. An agreement by your doctor, provider, or supplier to be paid directly by Medicare, to accept the payment amount Medicare approves for the service, and not to bill you for any more than the Medicare deductible and coinsurance. Benefit period. The way that original Medicare measures your use of hospital and skilled nursing facility services. A benefit period begins the day you're admitted as an inpatient in a hospital or skilled nursing facility. The benefit period ends when you haven't gotten any inpatient hospital care or skilled care in a skilled nursing facility. For 60 days in a row, if you're going to a hospital or a skilled nursing facility after one benefit period has ended, a new benefit period begins. You must pay the inpatient hospital deductible for each benefit period. There's no limit to the number of benefit periods. Coinsurance. An amount you may be required to pay as your share of the cost for services after you pay any deductibles. Coinsurance is usually a percentage, for example, 20%. Copayment. An amount you may be required to pay as your share of the cost for a medical service or supply, like a doctor's visit, hospital outpatient visit, or prescription drug. A copayment is usually a set amount, rather than a percentage. For example, you might pay $10 or $20 for a doctor's visit or prescription drug. Creditable prescription drug coverage. Prescription drug coverage, for example, from an employer or union, that's expected to pay, on average, at least as much as Medicare's standard prescription drug coverage. People who have this kind of coverage when they become eligible for Medicare can generally keep the coverage without paying a penalty if they decide to enroll in Medicare prescription drug coverage later. Critical Access Hospital. A small facility located in a rural area more than 35 miles, or 15 miles if mountainous terrain or in areas with only secondary roads, from another hospital or critical access hospital. This facility provides 24/7 emergency care, has 25 or fewer inpatient beds, and maintains an average length of stay of 96 hours or less for acute care patients. Custodial care. Non-skilled personal care, like help with activities of daily living like bathing, dressing, eating, getting in or out of a bed or chair, moving around, and using the bathroom. It may also include the kind of health-related care that most people do themselves, like using eye drops. In most cases, Medicare doesn't pay for custodial care. Deductible. The amount you must pay for health care or prescriptions before original Medicare, your prescription drug plan, or your other insurance begins to pay. Demonstrations. Special projects, sometimes called pilot programs or research studies, that test improvements in Medicare coverage, payment, and quality of care. They usually operate only for a limited time, for a specific group of people, and in specific areas. Extra help. A Medicare program to help people with limited income and resources pay Medicare prescription drug program costs, like premiums, deductibles, and coinsurance. Formulary. A list of prescription drugs covered by a prescription drug plan or another insurance plan offering prescription drug benefits, also called a drug list. Inpatient rehabilitation facility. A hospital, or part of a hospital, that provides an intensive rehabilitation program to inpatients. Lifetime reserve days. In original Medicare, these are additional days that Medicare will pay for when you're in a hospital for more than 90 days. You have a total of 60 reserve days that can be used during your lifetime. For each lifetime reserve day, Medicare pays all covered costs except for a daily coinsurance. Long-term care hospital. Acute care hospitals that provide treatment for patients who stay, on average, more than 25 days. Most patients are transferred from an intensive or critical care unit. Services provided include comprehensive rehabilitation, respiratory therapy, head trauma treatment, and pain management. Medically necessary. Healthcare services or supplies needed to diagnose or treat an illness, injury, condition, disease, or its symptoms and that meet accepted standards of medicine. Medicare Advantage Plan. A type of Medicare health plan offered by a private company that contracts with Medicare. Medicare Advantage plans provide all of your Part A and Part B benefits. Medicare Advantage plans include health maintenance organizations, preferred provider organizations, private fee-for-service plans, special needs plans, Medicare medical savings account plans. If you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, most Medicare services are covered through the plan. Medicare services aren't paid for by Original Medicare. Most Medicare Advantage plans offer prescription drug coverage. Medicare approved amount. In Original Medicare, this is the amount a doctor or supplier that accepts assignment can be paid. It may be less than the actual amount a doctor or supplier charges. Medicare pays part of this amount and you're responsible for the difference. Medicare Health Plan. Generally, a plan offered by a private company that contracts with Medicare to provide Part A and Part B benefits to people with Medicare who enroll in the plan. Medicare health plans include all Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare cost plans, and demonstration or pilot programs. Programs of all-inclusive care for the elderly, PACE, organizations are special types of Medicare health plans. PACE plans can be offered by public or private companies and provide Part D and other benefits in addition to Part A and Part B benefits. Medicare plan. Anyway, other than Original Medicare, that you can get your Medicare health or prescription drug coverage. This term includes all Medicare health plans and Medicare prescription drug plans. National Provider Identifier, NPI. A unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. Premium. The periodic payment to Medicare, an insurance company, or a healthcare plan for health or prescription drug coverage. Preventive services. Healthcare to prevent illness or detect illness at an early stage, when treatment is likely to work best. For example, preventive services include pap tests, flu shots, and screening mammograms. Primary care doctor. The doctor you see first for most health problems. He or she makes sure you get the care you need to keep you healthy. He or she also may talk with other doctors and healthcare providers about your care and refer you to them. In many Medicare Advantage plans, you must see your primary care doctor before you see any other healthcare provider. Referral. A written order from your primary care doctor for you to see a specialist or get certain medical services. In many health maintenance organizations, HMOs, you need to get a referral before you can get medical care from anyone except your primary care doctor. If you don't get a referral first, the plan may not pay for the services. Service area. A geographic area where a health insurance plan accepts members if it limits membership based on where people live. For plans that limit which doctors and hospitals you may use, it's also generally the area where you can get routine, non-emergency services. The plan may disenroll you if you move out of the plan's service area. Skilled nursing facility care. Skilled nursing care and rehabilitation services provided on a daily basis in a skilled nursing facility. Examples of skilled nursing facility care include physical therapy or intravenous injections that can only be given by a registered nurse or doctor.